Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
Slow to anger. Our scripture today is from Proverbs 15, verse 18, from the New Revised Standard Version. Those who are hot-tempered stir up strife, but those who are slow to anger calm contention. We seem to be surrounded by anger lately. Contentious politicians, screaming pundits, angry neighbors, and impatient drivers. There are certainly reasons to be upset, but acting out in anger seldom solves anything. As the mother of boys, I've had many opportunities to calm contention. When they were fighting with each other, I never thought, well, if I get angry too, they'll stop. We all know we cannot diffuse anger with more anger, but that doesn't mean we're not tempted. This proverb reminds us that angry people create strife, and those who are slow to anger calm contention. I think we all recognize the truth in the proverb, but it is oh so easy to respond in anger. Email and social media provide even more temptation. We can spew vile statements from behind a keyboard without seeing the consequences of our action. If we spew that venom on social media, we can really stir some strife. With algorithms that prioritize clicks, interactions with angry or misleading posts only ensures that even more people will see them. In an environment primed to promote discord, how can we remain slow to anger? How can we calm contention? My practice involves a pause. The more offended or angry I am, the longer the pause needs to be. One exceptional leader I worked with relayed how he responded to a situation at work that made him furious. The anger was precipitated by an email, so he proceeded to type his anger-filled response. He said, "But I did not hit send, and that's the important part." He saved his response, went home for the day, and sent a much calmer and reasoned response the next morning. It was an excellent example of slowing down to calm contention. For me, social media requires a different tactic. As a professional communicator, I loathe mis- and disinformation. I have to go beyond the pause and simply not respond. While I really want to respond, I know that any comment or emoji just ensures that even more people will see the erroneous information. Let us endeavor to calm contention rather than stir strife. Our world certainly needs less strife. Let us pray. Lord, we see strife in this world, and we are often tempted to contribute to it. Help us to be slow to anger and thoughtful in our interactions, so that peace may be on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. This devotion was written by Catherine King and recorded by Judy Wilson.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG.